Because people have been waiting. We've been talking about it all morning long. If people are familiar with the Pay It Forward program, now in its 10th year, and Gina Grenmeyer was nice enough to say that she would reveal this year's projects, plural, this morning here live on the air. So, Gina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And just before we get to the big announcement, I know we want to do that right away. There are people who don't know.
I don't know. I like the suspense.
But just real quick, I mean, just kind of a quick recap. What is, for people who don't know, what is Pay It Forward? What was the genesis? And kind of, if you can, cliff notes the last 10 years, because it's been an amazing run.
It has been an amazing run. You know, we started with the concept of trying to give back to the community in some way and gather what companies and such we could together in order to do bathroom remodels, because mm-hmm. it is the apocalypse of your home if you touch it. So we just kind of snowballed. The t-shirts this year, I was looking at them and I'm like, oh, those are so huge. There's so many names on the back. And it is such a glorious thing to see that all these people in the community, companies, and likewise have want to be a part of that. So,
yeah, been really amazing. And you talk about that very first project, and I know every one of them is near and dear to your heart, but that first one kind of set the tone and the bar for really changing people's lives.
It did. I think that's always the feels I'm looking for. You know, we want that to when we see how we can help them and what we need to do. Jason kind of set the bar on my expectations of, you know, how hard he was working and what he was doing and how he was doing his life. And mm-hmm. it was his life and it was okay. And so seeing that among all the people throughout the years, I mean, this is their life. It's okay. They deal with it, but they really needed the help. So, he will always kind of be my shining star that I kind of look back to every time I think about when we're going through it.
The Jason you're referring to, his life's work, his job is actually helping others and improving their situations, and yet he had a situation where he was just like, I'll just deal with it as it comes.
He did. I think it was about 14 years, and, you know, I remember the first time when his wife at the time would say, you know, he'd go in the bathroom, he's there for like an hour, and she's like, Jason, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm good. I just have freedom.
He was just amazed by
He was just so amazed that he could, you know, do those things. And so we want to give that. You know, I always say just kind of wrap everybody in that community love. We don't know any of these people when we start. They're complete strangers. By the time we hear the stories and walk through the houses and see what they're going through, you know, we just want them to know that they are part of the community and that everybody just loves them.
Well, I was going to say, by the end of it, they're part of your family. I mean, you really take them in and make them, I mean, you, like you said, you know every single one of these projects by heart and every one of them's your favorite. At some level,
they all have a piece of. There's always some piece of every year that does something different for me. So
yeah, that's really cool. And I like that you say you know you want to find a project that has those feels, because all of the people, all the business that is invest in this, you want to make sure to be a good steward of their generosity to make sure that we're truly impacting a family or a person in the community and improving their life.
Absolutely. And I think they all get that sense. They all know that what we're doing, you know, as we've been the past few days even telling the stories about the two choices, little bitty stories that just kind of, there's been some tears and stuff when you kind of talk about what's going on. And so,
well, and for them, the contributors, the business that are helping you, when they hear those stories and they know that what they're doing is making that kind of impact, that's got to be
that cool. Aha, that this is what we should be doing. This is, they get it. So,
all right. Well, with that, 10th year, when you were here last time, kind of looking for applications, you said that you went to your husband with the idea that for the 10th year, maybe we should do something a little bigger. So, what do we got going on this year?
So, we're doing two this year, as we have announced, and most everybody knows. And, not quite in the same fashion. The second one that we're going to be doing is actually a little more extensive, and because we're doing two, there will be a little overlay on the second one. But you know, why not tackle it? You know, go big or go home. So if we can hit two houses and two families and impact that and better their lives, why wouldn't you want to? I mean, you know, my husband says, okay, now, easy now. Don't get any funny ideas about down the road. But this is a 10th year thing. I don't see that, you know, oh, 11th year, we'll do it again, or, you know. But
yeah, you're not, before you know it, you're doing, you know, a project a week or something like that.
Yeah. No, I might be in divorce court if I do something like that. No, he loves me.
He would find a way. I mean, he knows where your heart is, and he understands.
He does. He's seen many tears fall from my eyes as I talk about it, and he always gives me a bad time for being a sensitive Sally, he says, but he knows where my heart's at, so he loves me. He'd do whatever I asked him to. Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, I assume we've got projects for this year, so
let's
talk about, I guess, what it would be. Project number one, the one that you'd do in a week?
Project number one, okay. Yes. That is the one we will do in that five-day time frame. So it'll start the 13th, and the reveal will be the 17th at 5 when the family comes home. But this situation is a single mom. She has 4 children, ages 7, as soon as I say this part. Her 6-year-old has a birthday today, as well as her mother's birthday was today. Her mother passed away a few years ago. A 4-year-old and one that will be 2 at the end of the month. So Cassie works at the Oakland Education Center as a para with, I don't even want to say it now. It's a special program for ranging from autistic to Down syndrome, 6th grade to 11th grade. And, you know, mom's a single mom. And the bathroom, she inherited the house from her mom after her mother passed away. And the bathroom had been remodeled, I believe, several years ago, but not remodeled well. What we observed the couple times we've been in there, you know, there's a tile falling down from the shower. There's some mold in the tile grout. You know, not even a good, healthy situation. And then you're realizing these 5 people share, this is their only tub shower unit. There's nothing in the basement.
Wow.
You know, so we obviously want to go in and, like I said, bathrooms are expensive. So we're going to go in and make it healthy and safe and a good place for kids, and I don't know, we're gonna take care of Cassie for, well, at the same time as we start the other one.
And
so,
well, and if you said before too that these people who are going to be recipients don't know until we do the reveal, so at this very moment
Cassie is finding out that we're going to be in her house for a week. And her and the kids will stay at the Holiday Inn while we're there. They can't be home while we're there. Kick them out.
It's an active construction site.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's nice to give them a little break.
We don't want them to see everything anyway. I mean, I go by their taste. I kind of get a feel for what they like. But they don't choose anything when we're doing this. This is, we go in and this is how we're going to do everything. And just make sure that it suits what they like. You know, if you put roses and flowers all over my walls, blah. I'm a cabin style girl, you know, I'm rustic. So that kind of thing, you know, we try to get a feel for what they like. And, but yeah, we just really want to help mom and 4 kids. I mean, it definitely, give them a much safer, cleaner place. And,
well, and especially as, you know, kids start getting older and you get into the later elementary and into middle school and high school, that bathroom gets more and more use and becomes more and more important.
Absolutely.
So,
yep. Mm, yep. No, and tiles are falling off. And, you know, if it's with the traffic zone like that, even when you get small kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. So her family will be our first, that they're number one, we call that. And so then we have our second bathroom, house.
Second project that's going to be done a little bit later. Just, I mean, logistically.
Well, and in Gina's world, Gina would say, wouldn't that be amazing if we could get them both done at the same time?
Simultaneously.
But my husband's like shaking his head. He's listening. He's like, no. The second one does need quite a bit more work. So this gentleman, he has been employed at Cedar Valley Services for over 25 years.
Wow.
Rides his bike to work or takes the bus. He bought his home in 1998, and it needs a lot of love. You know, with that kind of income bracket, works, takes care of his bills. But again, he has a crudely makeshift shower that his dad did for him in the basement. which is where he has to shower because he can't use his bathroom, and it's a second floor bathroom. He can't use it because it leaks so badly. So in an unheated little half basement. The dad pulled me aside. Now, if I can do this without... So the dad pulled me aside, when we were there looking at the house. And he says, I just wanted you to know that he was actually Joel is who we're helping. Dad is Bruce. Joel Henricks, who works at Cedar Valley. And dad pulled me aside and said, I wanted you to know that Joel was actually on a list to move. Because what needs to be done is not something he can do. We've taken him off that list because what you've given him is the ability to stay home in his home that he's bought. And I know he can retire here and he'll be able to be here and it'll be safe. So, this is what gets me, you know. And the dad said, we were back in the house yesterday and the dad's like, he said, I just like still can't even believe this is real. You know, that this is going to be for my son. And Joel's 47. And like dad said, I'm getting older and being able to help take care of stuff for him. So, obviously we don't talk about a lot, but.
Well, I was going to say, and getting back to what the core of this is really changing someone's life. And I can't even imagine knowing that you're going to have to give up a home that you bought, that this is your place, and having to go someplace else because it just doesn't function. And then to be able to have somebody come in and say, you know what, we're going to fix that for you. I mean, that's right at the heart of what you do.
That's why it hits my feels because, you know, we're going to give him what he deserves. I mean, he worked, he bought this home. But like I said, all that, the repairs are just far too expensive. And to be able to figure out how you can afford that. So giving him that back, you know, knowing that he can stay in his house, it'll be better than ever. It's a feel good thing.
Well, and the coolest thing of it all is that these are people who are just living out their life. They weren't asking you, they weren't asking anyone to come in and bail them out and help them out and change their world. So they're receiving something just because it's something that you and the community and your partners want to do.
And I think there is huge that in how you're saying that, because it is, these people didn't, you know, that, oh, why am I gonna cry? You know, poor me. I've got this situation going on and, you know, and broadcasting it so everybody, you know, knows the drama. No, it's all personal. It's all not anymore. Sorry. But it's all their lives and it's their lives and how they deal with it. And so, you know, if we as a community, as all of us can come together and give them back that comfort and, and peace and just some, relieve that stress from their lives.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. So congratulations to both those projects. The first one will be done coming up March?
March 13th through the 17th. And actually, we will start Joel's actually at that same time. But like I said, his is just going to take a little bit longer. There's a lot more to do there, so.
Yeah, I would think, as you were saying, of the amount of leaking going on, I'm thinking you're going to be into structural things and having to replace possible wood rot.
A lot of plumbing, and other stuff.
Other stuff. That's, to me, and just an aside, because it's like, we're going to redo your bathroom, but when they come home, it's like, well, what happened over here?
I mean, we replace stuff.
You tend to go a little above and beyond.
Well... Yeah. We really want to just sucker punch him with that love, you know, and not that a bathroom and doing that, but, you know, really just whammo.
Yeah. Well, that is really, really cool. So tentative reveal for Project One would be?
The reveal for Project One will be March 17th at 5 p.m. And usually that is covered live with KAL. And then, you know, we'll see on the second one. We just have to kind of see how that moves along.
As it goes.
Yeah. I have a huge amount of contractors, so that's why I'm like, but we'll see.
I know once you get in there, you want to expedite it as quickly as possible. Because in his case, is he going to be able to stay at the house while you're doing some of
that? No, again, you can't. Yeah, nope.
Because it's a longer time frame is a little more difficult.
Yeah, no, we'll make sure that's taken care of too. But again, you know, the destruction you're going through, I mean, we're going to be ripping ceilings and stuff even to do this repair. Mm. So, yeah, he'll probably get the boot from his house too for obviously a little more than a week, but between his dad and, you know, we'll see what the Holiday Inn will do. We'll get him sorted out.
Well, very good. That is exciting. We appreciate you being here today. We're going to kick off those two projects. And just a big thank you to you, your husband, because you two of you really started this. But then the number of people in this community have stepped up, and then all of your partners and businesses, both local and national, that have come on board. It's just, it's an amazing thing to see, but it's the right thing to see, you know?
Yep. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you being here. I know you're probably itching to go make some phone calls and find out what the reaction has been, and now start dotting I's, crossing T's, and getting her done.
Now I can post it live on social media.
There we go.
Well, we appreciate you being here today and letting us share that news here this morning, and keep us posted on how those are going.
Thank you. I will.
All right.